Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you today from Wisconsin in the United States of America. I'm also your preacher today with a preaching entitled, There Will Come a Time. Our reading today is from the book of Genesis. As dawn was breaking, the angels urged Lot on, saying, On your way, take with you your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away in the punishment of Sodom. When he hesitated, the men, by the Lord's mercy, seized his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters, and led them to safety outside the city. As soon as they had been brought outside, he was told, Flee for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere on the plain. Get off to the hills at once, or you will be swept away. Oh, no, my lord, Lot replied. You have already thought enough of your servant to do me the great kindness of intervening to save my life. But I cannot flee to the hills to keep the disaster from overtaking me, and so I shall die. Look, this town ahead is near enough to escape to. It's only a small place. Let me flee there. It's a small place, is it not? That my life may be saved. Well, then, he replied, I will also grant you the favor you now ask. I will not overthrow the town you speak of. Hurry, escape there. I cannot do anything until you arrive there. That is why the town is called Zoar. The sun was just rising over the earth as Lot arrived at Zoar, and at the same time the Lord rained down sulphurous fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of heaven. He overthrew those cities and the whole plain, together with the inhabitants of the cities and the produce of the soil. But Lot's wife looked back, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham went to the place where he had stood in the Lord's presence. As he looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah and the whole region of the plain, he saw dense smoke over the land, rising like fumes from a furnace. Thus it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he was mindful of Abraham, by sending Lot away from the upheaval by which God overthrew the cities where Lot had been living. The word of the Lord. These are very intense stories we have today, continuing on from yesterday. The context of these stories is a 14-year war that had been going on. And eventually Sodom lost the war and Lot was taken away as a slave. And Abraham went and rescued him. And when he brought him back to Sodom, he said, And I don't want to keep any of the spoils. Abraham didn't want the money. He just wanted the wars to end. And then we had the reading from yesterday, where Abraham is negotiating with God. Well, what if there were 50, 40, 30 honest men, would you? And as it turns out, there was just one, just Lot, who is Abraham's nephew. And he, when the angels showed up at his door, protected them, gave them hospitality, just like Abraham had done. Of course, he's Abraham's nephew. Two good men in this vast sea of scoundrels. And God thought twice about letting Abraham see what he was going to do. But he finally decided he had to. And the time came, and the angels of the Lord showed up in Sodom, and the men of Sodom wanted to abuse them, and Lot protected them, but that was it. God doesn't let the poor suffer forever. At some point, he puts an end to their suffering. He takes on the abusers. And it's at that moment that we have to decide where we stand. God is a God who can be negotiated with, even played with. God who is a lover, like Father Mike said yesterday. But at some point, God acts to protect the innocent. And at that point, we decide, do we stand with God or do we stand with the abusers? Lot stood with God against the abusers, and so God saved him. That's the moral of this story. We get it in the last line of the reading. Thus it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he was mindful of Abraham by sending Lot away from the upheaval. The moral of the story isn't the destruction. The moral of the story is saving Lot because of a promise to Abraham and the fact that Lot was the one honest, good man. God will protect us if we stand with God. ¶¶